extent of the group's financial trouble. Who wasn't having problems during the Depression? They could have sorted something out. But informed by his bank that they required further security before they would pay next month's wages, Leroy retired to the presidential suite on the 12th floor, opened the window, and jumped. Davis had bequeathed the remaining 75% of the Richmond Group stock to his managing director. So after the funeral, Abel had visited Kane and Cabot, the Richmond Group's bankers in Boston, and pleaded with William Kane not to put the hotels up for sale. The smooth, cold man behind the expensive partner's desk had proved intractable. Abel would never forget the humiliation of having to call a man of his own age, sir, and still leave empty-handed. How could Kane not realize how many people were affected by his decision? Abel promised himself that he would get even with Mr. William Ivy League Kane. Abel had traveled back to Chicago to find the Richmond Continental burned to the ground and the police accusing him of arson. Arson it proved to be, but by Desmond Pacey, bent on revenge. Then an anonymous backer who, Abel concluded, must have been Mr. David Maxton of the Stevens Hotel, purchased the Richmond Group and offered Abel his old position as managing director and a chance to prove he could run the company at a profit.